in the limelight.
Outrage against the Zionist regime's ongoing apartheid system and routine attacks on Palestinian rights and lives is mounting worldwide, setting the stage for a new burst of energy in the global movement for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, against the Israeli regime, a nonviolent movement in support of the Palestinian struggle for freedom and equality. In this regard, we have prepared an article for you written by Marjorie Kahn, journalist. This article is published under the heading, Outrage over Zionist regime's human rights violations is fueling global BDS movement. Stay tuned for more. The Zionist regime police are now threatening to carry out mass arrests against Palestinian citizens of occupied territories. Arrests intended to punish those who took part in sit-ins and other protests in solidarity with Palestinians living in East Al-Quds and Gaza. This latest attack on Palestinian rights comes just days after Zionist regime police once again attacked Palestinians at Al-Aqsa Mosque and after the Zionist regime military viciously bombed Gaza for 11 days, killing 248 Palestinians and wounded more than 1,900, destroying 16,800 Palestinian homes and displacing tens of thousands of Palestinians. Outrage against the Zionist regime's ongoing apartheid system and routine attacks on Palestinian rights and lives is mounting worldwide, setting the stage for a new burst of energy in the global movement for boycotts, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, against the Zionist regime, a nonviolent movement in support of the Palestinian struggle for freedom and equality. Renewed calls for BDS have emerged in the reshaped new political moment following the ceasefire that began on May 20th, after President Joe Biden, who has essentially continued Donald Trump's policy of pandering to the Zionist regime, finally put his foot down following outrage by a critical mass of congressional Democrats and protests in the U.S. and around the world, and said he expected significant de-escalation of Israel's attacks on Palestinians. In the occupied territories, the Zionist regime regulates the entries and departures of Palestinians and controls of the borders, airspace, shoreline, and waters off the Gaza coast. The Zionist regime expels Palestinians from their homes and facilitates illegal Jewish settlements in the occupied territories. Palestinians are forced to live in constant uncertainty, making it difficult to perform simple tasks and make plans, according to B'Tselem, the leading Israeli human rights organization. The BDS movement is largely modeled on the boycott that helped end apartheid in South Africa. As has been confirmed most recently by Human Rights Watch, the Zionist regime also maintains a system of apartheid. In 2001, the National Lawyers Guild sent a delegation to the region and published a report that documented the system of apartheid in occupied Palestine. It detailed illegal Jewish settlements and bypass roads, the restricted movement of Palestinians, discriminatory land policies, the differential treatment of Jews and Palestinian non-Jews, and the Zionist regime policing of Palestinians' political expression. It analyzed the indiscriminate and excessive use of lethal force against Palestinians and their property, delays and prevention of medical treatment, and the Zionist regime's collective punishment of the Palestinians. Boycotts involve the withdrawal of support for the Zionist regime and Zionist and international companies that are violating Palestinian human rights, including Israeli regime academic, cultural, and sporting institutions. Divestment companies ask churches, universities, banks, pension funds, and local councils to withdraw their investments from all Israeli and international companies complicit in the violation of Palestinian rights. Sanctions campaigns pressure governments to cease military trade and free trade agreements and urge them to expel Israeli regime from international fora. BDS has had a significant impact on the Zionist regime. The BDS campaign played a major role in the 46% decrease in foreign direct investment in the Zionist regime in 2014, according to the UN Conference on Trade and Development. In a 2018 poll, 40% of Americans overall and 56% of Democrats supported the imposition of sanctions or even more serious penalties on the Zionist regime to end the occupation. Boycotts constitute protected freedom of speech, assembly, and association under the First Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. They have long been used to fight injustice and achieve social change. The U.S. Supreme Court has held that speech on public issues occupies the highest rung of the hierarchy of First Amendment values and is entitled to special protection. The High Court ruled that advocating and supporting boycotts to bring about political, social, and economic change, like boycotting the Israeli regime, are unquestionably protected by the First Amendment. Biden is staunchly against the BDS movement. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said at his confirmation hearing that both he and Biden resolutely opposed BDS. Linda Thomas Greenfield, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, vehemently denounced BDS at her confirmation hearing, as did Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen in written answers to questions from senators before her hearing. The success of the BDS movement has motivated the Zionist regime apologists to sponsor anti-boycott legislation on the state, local, and federal levels. These forces include right-wing Christian Zionist organizations and other Israeli lobby groups often funded by the Israeli regime. 31 states have anti-BDS legislation in effect since 2014. 219 anti-boycott bills have been introduced, but only 50 of them have been passed, thanks to strong opposition by grassroots and civil liberties groups. The anti-boycott laws vary in how they define boycotts and the scope of the boycotts at which they are directed. Some bills target boycotts of the Zionist regime or goods and services from this regime, and others aimed at boycotts of allied countries. The legislation often punishes boycotts of territories controlled by the Zionist regime, reaching boycotts of services or products from or to unlawful Israeli settlements. Many bills threaten criminal penalties and economic sanctions. This legislation also has a broader intent to chill and intimidate activists and their would-be supporters into believing that BDS is not illegal, Palestine legal website says. Some legislation, like the Israel Anti-Boycott Act, which was introduced in Congress in 2017 and again in 2019, would have gone even further with criminal penalties and jail for furnishing information in support of a boycott of the Israeli regime. The act was defeated in January 2021. Thank you. The world watched horrified as the Zionist regime forces once again slaughtered Palestinians in Gaza, which is often called the world's largest open-air prison, one of the most densely populated areas on Earth, containing more than 5,000 inhabitants per square kilometer until they agreed on a ceasefire. This latest violence has galvanized even more people in the United States and around the world to stop the Zionist regime's brutality against the Palestinians. In this moment of mass outrage, as more people join the BDS movement and work together to overcome the strategies of repression and criminalization aimed to thwart it, BDS movement has the potential to grow and become an even more powerful force in the Palestinian struggle to end the Zionist regime's occupation and system of apartheid.